Good morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our broadcast. We hope you'll listen each Sunday morning at this time as we open up the pages of God's Word in hopes of getting a better understanding of those things contained therein. We also want to encourage you to check out our website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. This morning, I want to talk to you about something that really has been on my mind for the last few weeks because it is such a grave misunderstanding by so many in the religious world. Being a gospel preacher, one of the things that I have the privilege of doing, and I might add also very difficult, is to speak at funeral services of those who have passed on in this life. And yet, I not only speak at many, I attend many. And it amazes me that some of the things that so-called ministers of God's Word say at funerals that really is incorrect and leaves the wrong impression with those who are in attendance. Not long ago, I went to a funeral service that was very, very difficult, of a sudden and unexpected death. And the fellow that was doing the service made the comment that God must have needed this person, and so he came and got him and took him to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, such thinking has not considered what the Bible says. God does not take people in death. God does not choose that men would even die. Death is something that came because of sin and disobedience. And yet I understand why many people get angry at God when they know nothing about religion and some religious person stands there and tells them that their loved one is no longer with them because God took them. But let us ask the question, when someone dies, who's to blame? Is it God? Let us see what the scriptures say. In Genesis chapter 2, after creation of all the world in 6 literal days, God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he gave them a very simple command. In Genesis chapter 2, in verse number 16 and 17, the Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, thou shalt surely die." I want you to notice that in the beginning there was no death. That man had continuing access and fellowship with God. And he was told that if he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the day that he ate of it, he would die. Not that he would begin to die, but that he would die. I understand that Adam and Eve probably did not understand the full impact of what that meant, but they soon would. You see, in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent tempts them to go contrary to what God said. And he told them that they would not die, but that they would become like God. And so they were tempted, and they yielded to temptation. What happened? What did God say would happen? In the day that they ate of it, they would surely die. Well, Adam lived to be 930 years old. Well, he didn't die that day, but God said he would. Did God make a mistake? No, dear listener. He died that day. Death is separation. Look at Genesis 3 and verse 24. So he drove the man out at the east of the Garden of Eden and stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. You see, he was separated from God. He died that very day. That was spiritual death. All men have sinned, according to Romans 3, verse 23. If all men have sinned, then all men have died spiritually. And death has two meanings in Scripture. It can mean physical death, as it does in some passages, and it can mean spiritual death, as it means in many passages, like Romans 3:23 and also Genesis 3:24 and Galatians 2:16-17. But I want to turn your attention to a statement made by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12. It says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all men have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come." I want you to pay close attention to verse number 12. One man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all men sinned. I want you to notice that this passage clearly teaches us that death is a result of sin. Ladies and gentlemen, every misery known to man, sickness, cancer, heartache, turmoil, adversity, tribulation, and every manner of sickness ending in death can all be traced back to Satan, not to God, to Satan. It was God's desire that man would live with him in eternal fellowship. That was broken on earth when man sinned against God. And when he sinned, two things happened. Number one, he was separated from God in that day like God said he would be, spiritual death. But then he also would die physically, as Adam did 930 years later. And so, you see, death passed to all men. Now, if all men have sinned, and Romans 3:23 says that we have, then all of us are going to die. Well, the Bible agrees with that. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27. The Bible says, "And it's appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Notice, it's appointed for man to die once. Man is going to die because God says that he is. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says, "There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die." If you would study the genealogy records that are contained in the scriptures, in Genesis 5 and Genesis 11, you will see some words that said about every person. Whoever that person is, it says, "And they died." They died. And so death is going to pass upon all men. But when a religious person stands before a group of mourners, and before a family that has lost a loved one, and tries to tell that family that God has taken their loved one, that is a false statement. God is not the reason for death. God is the reason for life, according to Romans 5 and verse 12. By his death, he brought life, and that meant eternal life. Death is the result of sin. Man experiences death because of sin. Now, does that mean that all of us have a date that God has picked for us? Whether it's this year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and when that date comes, there's nothing you can do, you're going to depart this life. Sadly, many people, even religious people, believe that is a true analogy. That too is incorrect. It does not mean that there is a day that God has predetermined that you will die. God only predetermined that you will experience death. The when, the where, that hasn't been determined yet. But all of us will face that when and where. Let me give you an illustration. If I'm in a car driving down a road, and another car on the other side swerves into my lane and hits me head on, something has to give. What? Two things can't occupy the same space. And if he hits me exactly right, and he hits me at such force, then that's probably going to attribute and bring about my death. Does that mean that day was chosen by God, that when I got up that morning, that God had determined that this is the day that I'm going to depart from this life. And nothing I could do was going to prevent that day from happening and that event from happening. No, ladies and gentlemen, that means I'm a victim of circumstance. That means that I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. But my death was already determined that one day that I would leave this life. It is the same with a person that gets cancer and lingers. It is the same when people die young when we don't expect it. And there are tragic accidents. I lost a brother when he was 15 years old. And it was very traumatic. I was in my 20 years old at the time. And I had many questions of why he had to die so young. And I remember people coming up to me and saying, well, you know, God probably just took him because he saw some more difficulties further down the road. Now, I understand that they were trying to comfort me. But ladies and gentlemen, such reasoning is faulty. God doesn't take us out of this world. God doesn't take us and cause our death. Death is a direct result of sin. And it is absolutely incredible to me that any religious person who has any understanding of the Bible would get up in front of grieving, mourning, grief-stricken people, or people that have no understanding or knowledge of the Bible at all, would get up and say that their loved one, their mate, their spouse, their parents, their child, heaven forbid, and would say they're no longer here because God determined that He wanted them to be with Him more than you needed Him here. Ladies and gentlemen, such words are of little comfort because they not only are wrong, they give an impression that is totally, totally false. Death happens to man because of sin. And sin is the result. Sin's result is that we must experience death. Death is a terrible thing. It is the greatest problem that man has to face. And without God, you can make no sense of it. I have said all my life, dear listener, that without God, you will be unable to comprehend and bring closure to death. Death without God is finality. It is finality that's the end and there will be no more. But for the faithful child of God and for the learned in God's Word, death is not the end. Death is a transition. Death is another stage of another existence. The Bible tells us, according to what we read in Luke chapter 16 in the account of the rich man and Lazarus, that there is a waiting place in the unseen realm called Hades. That it's a waiting place for the spirits that depart the body. Before that's when death occurs. When the spirit separates from the body, that's when death occurs. And we will be in that Hadean realm, either comforted or tormented, depending on how we live our life, until all of us stand before the judge to give an account. And so, ladies and gentlemen, next time you attend a funeral and some religious person stands before you and tells you that God took that person, know better. God doesn't take us. God gives us hope beyond the grave. He doesn't cause our death. Death is a result of sin. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.